You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football, the show in which a panel of guests answer questions that have been posted to the Facebook subscribers group. Sometimes it's Twitter, but as that's not going to exist for much longer, I imagine it'll mostly be Facebook from now on. The people answering your questions are Jackie Wilcox, Ian Salmon, San Shetty, and possibly Claire Brookfield, depending on whether Josh has emailed the correct email address for her, and Josh Sexy Sexton, who is also producing. So we've got some questions of a similar ilk to each other. So I'll read both of them to you, and then you can sort of answer how you wish to. Use it as a jumping off point. So Jason Nibbs has said, just how much of a bell end is Ronaldo? And a similar question comes from Ken Corcoran. Might be Corcoran, sorry, Ken, who said, Ronaldo, an egotistical knobhead or just stupid? So, you know, we're getting a vibe, aren't we there? Jackie, let's start with you.
I mean, Ronaldo, knobhead. I mean, what made you think this? The fact that he's interviewing with Piers Morgan, the fact that he's doing it for the Sun, or the fact that he said everything he did? I mean, even before he gave the interview, the first 2 points were enough to kind of go, come on, lad. Yeah, egotistical, not bad. He's gone back to Man United thinking he's there to kind of save the day. Had a good start, all gone downhill since. What are we supposed to do? I mean, seriously, what are they supposed to do? Kind of, you know, construct the statue for him and play him every week as well, name a stand after him. I mean, I don't think anybody's massively surprised that he's an egotistical, not bad. But still, there are still levels.
I agree. What I would say is, I'm an egotistical knobhead, and I'd quite like a stand named after me, just if somebody can sort that. Josh, can you sort it?
I'll work on it.
Sure,
I'm working on a few things for you at the moment, Adam. So I think feel like you need to limit your expectations for what I can do.
Hasn't the Anfield Drop got at least a conference room or something like that you can name after him?
Right, just like a little plaque. That's all I'm asking for.
We've just got a fridge in the office, so maybe we'll name the fridge after Adam. After all, he is the biggest fridge at the Anfield Drop.